Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start out. We're going to go to the email box in a moment, but first we go to the amp line unscreened. Who's this?
Hey, this is Duke.
Duke, in New Hampshire, what's on your mind?
I just want to make a comment. Last night's show, somehow you guys got on the topic of drinking water.
Yes, I do like to drink water. And Mark was making fun of me for it.
Well, Mark, you made some comments that water has no flavor and people basically have to be conditioned or something to drink it.
Well, some people like water, but...
Yeah.
You know...
Well, I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to call in and rake you over the coals for that because I don't... Maybe it has to do with the fact that I've always just drank water my whole life. When I was younger, my mother was sort of a health nut, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't have, like, soft drinks or anything until me and my brother were teenagers. So maybe that's where I developed my taste for water. But, you know, it's not to say that I don't like drinking other things, but whenever I get thirsty, I feel like drinking water. And I do notice different tastes in certain waters, and some taste different. And so I don't know. I just...
I barely notice the difference in tastes in water. Like, there's water, and then there's... water that tastes bad is sort of the way it is for me. And Ian, the point I was trying to make for Ian was, like, he got on water for sort of this health thriftiness thing that, you know, he had going and still has going. And so it's not like he liked water. He just conditioned himself to drink it.
You're right. I did not like water at that time, but I was a teenager at that time. And so, you know, there are some things when you're younger that you don't like for whatever reason. It doesn't taste good. But as I continued to drink it, I began to appreciate it, and now I do like it. And now it's very tasty. And now if I'm thirsty, many times water can taste sweet to me. It is that good. And so, Puke,
yeah,
I feel vindicated. Thank you.
No, I know that there's people out there that...
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I know there's people out there that only drink water, and they were probably, you know... In the same way that perverts are, like, struck at that crucial time in their youth, you know, like they're twisted. And,
right.
You know, it happens.
There's something twisted about drinking water? Is
yeah,
that what you're saying?
There is.
No, Mark, I'm sorry. It's the most natural thing that you can do. I mean, it is the blood of life, essentially, water.
Water,
I mean, you cannot survive without it.
Sin.
No, you
yeah.
cannot
you
survive
without it. You wash your car with water.
Yes, that's all true,
no,
Mark.
I'm not one of those people that just drinks water only, though. I have no problem with... You know, drinking other drinks. I drink soft drinks sometimes. It's just, you know, like I'll have a soft drink and then I feel thirsty after I drink it because it's sweet, you know, and so I want to drink water afterwards. So.
Some of the people in the chat room when we were talking about this last night, at least one person suggested, well, what are you trying to tell me what to drink for? I didn't tell you what to drink anything. I just talked about what I like and what my preferences are and what works for me and the reasons why it works so well and the reason why I am such a fan of a good old H2O. If what works for you is to drink a 24-pack of Coca-Cola every single day, then by golly, go right ahead and do it. If that's what makes you feel good, that's what you should do. For me, though, I'm to the point now where if I want to drink a soda, if I get into a place where I have the opportunity to drink a soda, like, for instance, I bought a Mexican soda recently on Amazon.freetalklive.com, bought a couple of them just for fun, and I had trouble drinking the entire thing, not because it was a bad soda, just because it just didn't do anything for me anymore. Yeah, 12 ounces or 13 ounces, whatever the bottle was half would have been fine. So next time I said, Julia, share this with me next time, because I'm not going to be able to finish it.
Mark, you would have done good if you were a Middle Ages monk, because, you know, back then they drank beer because it was the cleanest
it was the cleanest thing to
form
drink.
Of liquid you could drink. So.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you know, you get clean water everywhere. So.
That's the way it used to be. All right.
Make fun of you.
I appreciate that, Puke. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I think that following your instincts is really important. And when it comes to drinking and eating, if it comes to drinking... When I'm thirsty, normally I want water, but there are times when something else will satisfy me, like some fruit juice of some sort. That's usually my other alternative. I'll usually have, you know, a glass of milk and a glass of fruit juice, and then everything else is water throughout the day. But if that's what's, you know, if soda pop satisfies you, you can't stand water, then by all means.
I think that it's ludicrous to think that your body is telling you the right thing to eat or consume.
Is that?
Yeah, it does. I've heard it before. I've heard, you know, people
works for me, Mark.
Don't. Well, it's just that's what you do. I don't know if it works or not. I mean, you're alive.
I feel good.
But you could probably remain alive by, you know, eating tree bark and not much else, and leaves and stuff. It would, subsistence food, things you find in the forest.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very happy, but so.
No, I'm very fortunate to live in a place where I have the abundance that I can choose from, and I can have such a huge variety of different liquids to put inside my body.
It's right. Water
seems the most natural choice.
America's the fattest nation on the planet.
Probably because they drink 24 packs of Coca-Cola.
You don't think their body's telling them to drink that?
You know, I don't know what the
answer is. Yearning for Coca-Cola.
I don't know what the answer is there, Mark.
Right. Well, you know, you got to make wise nutritional choices.
I think there's there's something to be said for addictions.
Yep.
And certainly caffeine is an addiction, so that might be the factor that you're looking for there.
Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you that people don't necessarily, of their own accord, make good nutritional choices. Their body doesn't tell them the right thing to eat by any means. Drinking water is a good, healthy choice. I just don't like it.
1-800-259-9231. Perhaps one of the reasons why they are so addicted to Coca-Cola or coffee or whatever it is they drink is because they were, raised in a situation where their families always had that around. When I was growing up, I had a friend who his parents at all times had multiple flats of Winn-Dixie brand cola in the house.
Yeah.
If you wanted a drink at this guy's house, it was
Winn-Dixie cola.
Absolutely putrid water coming out of the county tap, or it was, unfiltered county tap water. Or it was, and as a kid, water isn't exciting to you because there's all these other drinks out there that are vying for your attention.
And kids are addicted to sugar like crack.
Yeah, yeah. So I think certainly environment has a role to play in what one decides one wants to drink as one becomes an adult. You know, when I was growing up and I was working at Kmart, I was drinking six packs of the Dr. Rocket, the Dr. Pepper ripoff that they have there. And that's not because I couldn't, that's not because that's what we drank at home. In fact, my parents tried to steer me away from drinking those sorts of things. But you know how I am. I'm an anti-authoritarian. So you tell me to do one thing, I'm going to do the other. It's sort of like, if my parents had kept me away from sugary cereals, which they did for the most part, as soon as I became an adult, what did I do? Went out and bought a bunch of sugary cereals. I could eat all the sugary cereals that I wanted to, right?
There's a proverb in Proverbs that talks about this, and it's something like, raise your child in the ways of righteousness, and he will turn to them when he's old. And I think old means mature in that particular instance. Yeah, you're going to go out and try all the sugary cereals, but then you're going to go back to whatever it was that you were taught to do, because that's how it is, generally. I mean, people don't change. They're creatures of habit, and they absolutely can be conditioned to do things. And I think your parents do a great service to a child, teaching them good and healthy eating habits, teaching them to drink water, and those kind of things.
I don't know if my parents ever really taught me to drink water.
They didn't. That's why you had to condition yourself to drink it.
Aha. There you go. All right, 800-259-9231. You can chime in here, bring up whatever you want. We go to the email box. Mark, you've got one.
I do. From Stephen. Ian and Mark, first, thanks very much for an informative show. Second, I write you today with an important question. Often I hear both of you complain, apparently we're complaining, about liberties being restricted in the U.S. And so I'm wondering, do you think there's a current nation on Earth, or ever in the world's history, for that matter, that has offered more freedom than the U.S. currently does, excluding incarnations of the U.S. in the past? In other words, if you were to make a checklist of every possible freedom that you can think of, and you checked an X amount of freedom still existing in the U.S., can you think of a country for which you can accurately check off even more freedoms?
I think I'd rather have this emailer check his preferences, premises, rather. We'll come back and address this, 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number of 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just get them right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience at freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. 800-259-9231. Let's go back into the email box. Mark, you had an email with an interesting question in it, and I would like to dissect it, if we can.
Sure. He asked, I hear you complaining about the liberties being restricted here in the U.S., and so I'm wondering, do you think there's a current nation on Earth, or ever in the world's history, for that matter, that's offered more freedom than the U.S. currently does?
The question there, do I think there's a nation currently on Earth that offers more freedom than the U.S. currently does?
Well, that, or ever existed. There's three questions. Is there a nation on Earth that offers more freedom than the U.S.? Has there ever been a nation that's offered more freedom than the U.S.? And excluding incarnations of the U.S. in the past, so therefore, did the U.S. really offer more freedom in the past?
Well, I don't know if there was one in the past. Some would argue that ancient Iceland, I believe, was a kind of a more free market place.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, we're dealing with history and all of these
difficult
things questionable. It's all based on who wrote what way back when. As far as today is concerned, Hong Kong's not really a nation. But then again, what is a nation?
Right. Does it matter whether Hong Kong's a nation? That's the first question, and I don't know that it says currently country. I don't know. Call it a place. It says currently a nation on Earth. So, what difference does it make if Hong Kong's a nation or not? Hong Kong is financially extraordinarily free.
Yes, from an economic standpoint, it is. Also, Singapore is very, very free.
Yeah. Now, Singapore, you can definitely point to cultural differences that make it unfree. You know, you spit gum on the sidewalk, they're going to beat you with a stick.
Yeah.
Personal
freedom's not so great in
But Hong Kong, not so much. Hong Kong, you know, I mean, it's very similar to the United States as far as cultural freedoms go.
From what I can tell with Hong Kong, it has been relatively, the Communist Party in China has been relatively hands-off there. Many thought that in the late 90s, when ownership, or whatever you want to call it, dominion transferred from the British government to the Chinese, they thought that all of a sudden the crackdown was going to happen. But apparently the people in the Communist Party in China realized that they didn't want to kill the golden goose, so to speak. So they've been pretty hands-off. In fact, some who have actually been to Hong Kong and who live there have said things like, you know, if you want to find the communists, you actually have to go out to their offices to try to dig them up. They don't treat people in Hong Kong the same way that they treat people on mainland China. Interesting observation. Also, Estonia seems to be doing fairly well.
Ireland.
Ireland and Estonia seem to be doing well.
I mean, I can name off. In Ireland, you don't have to be a certain age to drink. I mean, isn't that's a pretty big freedom if you're under the age of 21 here in the United States. You know, not only can't you drink in a bar or something like that, but you can't go out and buy it and drink it at home. Your parents are going to get legally in trouble if somebody actually enforced it, and that's not enforced. And that's really one of the points, is enforcement is so important with freedom. You know, it doesn't really matter what the laws of a country are if they don't enforce them. For instance, marijuana is illegal in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
but they don't enforce it.
Well, somewhat they do.
Barely.
Not like here.
No, right. The fact is, the United States has in it a one quarter of the world's prison population. You're telling me the United States is a free nation? And comparative to the United States of 1990, just giving you 1990, the government's nearly doubled in size. Nearly doubled in size since the 1990s. Well, there you go. That's restriction just from the 90s.
Mm.
If the government's big, there's restrictions. The United States government, some of the biggest government around the world.
It's true.
Now, you do have certain freedoms here. You can complain.
You can leave.
There's that. And for now, I don't know how long it's going to be that you're not going to be able to leave. Honestly, they're talking
about
put
up a big wall.
Stuff like that. So
passports and stuff.
I mean, imagine a nation where property taxes are non-existent. And you don't, you know, maybe sales tax exists. I mean, the government.
Don't they have no taxes in Dubai?
I don't know. I don't know where they don't. But can't you imagine being able to own land and not having to pay property tax on it, or having to pay very little? Because what's more restrictive, having to pay $10 a year in property tax, or having to pay $10,000 a year in property tax?
Well, they're both equally as restrictive.
No, they're not. One's 1,000 times more restrictive.
Well, one of them, if you don't pay. Either way, if you don't pay, the same thing happens.
Right. But having a little bit of, a little bit of restriction is better than having a lot of restriction.
Okay, that much is true. But it brings me to one of the points I wanted to make about this question, and that is that the issue isn't how much freedom is available. The issue is freedom available? Is the place that you're currently at a free place? And the answer is no, none of them are. None of them have true freedom, because there's only one state of freedom, and that is when you aren't being hindered, when you aren't being prevented from doing the things you want to do, and when you aren't being forced to do things you don't want to do. If you are existing in that state of being, then you are truly free. And to my knowledge, there's nowhere on the face of this planet that allows that, where the powers that be, the people calling themselves government, will allow you to do those sorts of things. And that's something we're working towards here in New Hampshire. I don't know what the premise of where he was going with asking those questions.
He's
many
just
times,
asking the questions, and people want to know the answer to these things.
Well, many times people will say, if you don't think the U.S. is so great, well, then you should get out and go to one of those other countries.
This guy's Canadian.
Yeah, okay. I'm not suggesting he was going to say that, all right? I'm just saying that's where some of the people who will ask similar questions are coming from.
Right.
Well, if you don't like it here, then get out. Or America is the freest country in the world. And even if that was true, okay, even if it
and
was
it's not,
true.
Is all you have to do is go look at freetheworld.com, the Heritage Foundation.
Any independent study. There's several
right,
of them.
There's all kinds of them out there.
If
America's
it were
not
true.
Certainly not the most fiscally freedom free place. And it's
definitely not the most personally free.
No, but definitely not the most personally free either.
If it were true, though, that America were far and above, more free than all those other places, it would not be satiating to me, because I'm in search of true freedom. I'm in search of the actual state of liberty that I've always been looking for, and that is to not have someone else, again, telling me what to do or telling me not to do certain things that I want to do. And so until I find that state, then I will never be, I will not be satisfied. And I don't know if we'll ever be satisfied in that way, but that's what I'm working towards, and that's what we here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are working towards. It's not an idea of, so this country's a little bit more free than America, so I should move there so I can be a little bit more free. And that's not what I'm suggesting. I wouldn't suggest that you go to Singapore. You probably wouldn't be able to fit into their lifestyle and their culture, and you probably wouldn't really get an appreciative increase in freedom. So, I mean, we're talking about, again, a difference in degrees, which is why it's more important to really focus, I think, on what you want to see happen in your future, in life. And I want liberty, and a lot of other people do, too. So
I want freedom in America.
Right. Let's get those. Well, New Hampshire would be good enough for me.
Yeah.
Let's get those people that want that same thing, you and me. Let's get them all together in the same place so we can all have that vision that we're looking for. We can have it. More coming up. Continue this discussion and take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Create pretty much anything you want. Edit stuff if you want to change things. You can do that. Like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to... I can't read this one now.
I'm sorry.
It's another fad... Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at NotFatAnymore.com. Want to gift the fad diet roller coaster forever? Check out NotFatAnymore.com.
800-259-9231. I want to take something back I said earlier, Mark. We were talking about this question about what country is the freest country, and that led into just a general discussion about achieving liberty in our lifetime. And I said I didn't know if we would necessarily ever really get there. And I want to take that back. I think we can. I think we can get there, and I think it's worth working in that direction and believing, you know, that we can actually achieve true liberty. And again, just to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, liberty, of course, being allowing others to be as free as they want to be, allowing others to live their lifestyles, even if you disagree with it, so in that you can live your lifestyle how you want, again, as long as you are not harming others and they aren't harming you. The freedom to be able to live your life without having someone else telling you what to do, telling you how to live your life, and threatening you with bodily harm, threatening you with punishment if you don't follow their diktats. That's the kind of society I want to live in. And I know there are a lot of others that want that too. Many of them have joined the Free State Project. Many of them are considering joining the Free State Project. I got an email today from one of our new amplifiers, Whitney, in D.C., mm-hmm. friend of Sam in Texas. And she said that when she met up with Sam, he kind of reintroduced her to the Free State Project. And she had told herself before that she hates the cold, and so there's no way she was ever going to go to New Hampshire. So she'd come across it before.
Right.
And then when Sam reintroduced it to her, she came around to the understanding, the realization that liberty is more important than a little bit of cold. She was born in Florida like we were, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally understand where she's coming from. It was my first and main objection to the Free State Project when I first heard about it. But like Whitney, I also got over it. And so what we're seeing happen is this amount of people from around the country and around the world all coming into the same place with similar belief systems, all of them wanting a similar thing, wanting more autonomy in their own lives to decide for themselves how to live without having some scary people threatening them with a jail cell if they choose something different than the status quo or choose something different than the men with the guns might want. And those people are going to make it happen because that's the next step of evolution as far as I'm concerned. You know, back in the day, black people managed to get off the plantation, but now we're all on this big plantation. It's called, you know, nation states or governments, and we one by one can step off of it and we can live free. And the more of us there are that step off the plantation, the less the masses can do about it. So it's really just a matter of critical mass. It's a matter of getting the numbers here together to live free. And I think we're closer than we realize. I really do. And when I see things happen, like happened with David, one of the activists here in New Hampshire, actually two different Davids here in New Hampshire, both violated the law of some sort of traffic infraction. One David did a U-turn at 2 in the morning in a place where you're not supposed to do a U-turn, and the other David, he drove his car around without an active registration. And both of them had 6 to 10 activists show up in their courtrooms when they went to trial. None of them stood up for the judge, and both of them told the judge, I'm not paying your fine. They and I'm paraphrasing here and kind of mixing together what they said, but they told the judge they weren't going to pay, that this is civil disobedience, and they wanted to increase the cost of the court. And then the judge let them walk out of the room with no penalty whatsoever. That's essentially what happened. And when I see something like that happen, and I compare it with other experiences I've ever had, it doesn't compare. There's nothing else to compare it against. There's nothing else anywhere else in the world that I know of that we can say, oh, yeah, this is happening over in Sri Lanka, or this is happening in Hong Kong. No, everywhere else it's pretty much the same, where men with guns threaten people, right, and get them to behave how they want to. But when people stop doing what the men with guns want them to do, then there's some sort of level of real empowerment there that happens. And we're just barely touching on it right now here in New Hampshire. And it's so exciting to me.
I would agree with you that I certainly haven't experienced anything like, essentially wide-scale civil disobedience. I mean, maybe in the South in the late 60s or something like that, you might be able to look at it. In India, around the time that they kicked out the British. But you know, the level of civil disobedience here and the people that are actively trying to get freedom in New Hampshire is just so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the emailer's question was really that. He wanted to know what nations are freest. And
we answered his question in the beginning. Now we're on a different conversation.
I'm
about
not. Did I answer the question? I didn't feel like I did.
We talked about different countries and stuff.
We did, but I think that another thing that people have to look at when looking at freedom is doing what you want to do.
Mm.
If your freedom entails drinking Coca-Cola, you don't want to move to Europe.
Free here.
You're free. You're much freer here.
Mm-hmm.
If your freedom entails driving, a sports car quickly along a nice piece of pavement, you want to live in the United States. You don't want to live in Haiti.
I don't know. The Autobahn might be pretty tempting.
A good thing there. But you're still looking for the most freedom. You'll get more freedom in the United States than you'll get in Germany, likely.
Depends. Again, it depends on what you're looking for, right?
Right. The taxes in the United States are going to be...
Sexual freedoms are more, abundant in Europe, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah, probably true. So you kind of have to look for what it is that you want to see as far as freedom goes. And one thing I think that people miss as far as freedom is freedom's the amount of taxes that people pay. If you're paying...
It's an indicator.
Yeah, if you're paying...
But not the only one.
It's a big one.
It's an easy measuring stick, for sure.
Yeah, and the United States, we have a huge tax burden, and one of the reasons we have such a huge tax burden is because of the military that we support that, gallivants all over the world making people free. No, it doesn't make anybody free. It might be trying to bring democracy, but democracy isn't freedom.
Not freedom.
And they're not...
Never was.
They're not bringing freedom in the process. It's like, we're going to crack down, and then as your democracy slowly blooms, we'll leave you alone, but it's not really making this fertile ground for democracy. And In Iraq, they've messed everything up.
Well, that's what government does.
It's not going to get better in Iraq while the United States is there, because what you have is three different tribes trying to live together. And before we even went in, we made a deal with Turkey that we're not going to split them up into three different tribes. These people hate each other. Let them have their own nations.
One thing's for sure, government is not going to be the solution to finding freedom in our lifetimes.
No, it's really antithetical. The idea that a government can give you freedom, it doesn't really work very well.
And I think he sort of suggested that in his email, that the nations would give you freedoms. And the fact is, nations don't exist. It's a concept. It's a theory. It's an abstraction.
Well, a nation is a group of people willing to use violence to get what they want.
Which means that a group of people using violence to get what they want doesn't give you anything. They can only take. That's
right.
What governments do. They're a parasite that sucks off of the wealth created
by the
productive.
If they're doing their job properly, they're only taking away they're only stopping the criminals from hurting you and the outside forces.
Except they are the criminals. By taking your money up front and forcing you to pay for their
services. It doesn't have to be. Well, a nation doesn't have to forcibly extract money. It doesn't have to happen that way.
Okay, in theory, Mark, yes. And that's something also we have not seen. We've never seen a voluntary government, which is what you're talking about.
Well, I guess I'm talking about a voluntary government, but I think that the United States government could exist solely on the taxes that it takes off of corporations. Is that voluntary?
Yes, that would be voluntary.
Okay,
right.
Great. Then I'm for voluntary government. But they don't.
As long as no one was forced to become a corporation.
There's no government. You can't, when the government, which would still have the monopoly privilege on violence, because it's going to use that violence against bad people, right? You tell one group of people that they can use violence against anybody that they want, as long as they're bad, they're going to find a lot of damn bad people.
All of a sudden, everybody becomes bad, right? There's one group of bad people, then there's five groups of bad people, and that's where we are today, where somebody with a plant. In fact, salvia is now becoming illegal all across America.
Sure, once we find out about it.
State by state. Well, we might talk about that. There's so much on the play here tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more all there for you. So load up your shopping cart and look good and help the show out at the same time. Go to store.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Dave in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live listening on WAIS.
I want to correct you guys on something.
What's that?
Okay. Okay, from my source, that the FLDS was not taking welfare payment. They were wanting to be self-sustaining.
You have a source on this?
Yes.
What is your source?
Person that I know.
Okay, how does he know?
I can't reveal any names. But
how does he know that, though?
I mean, he did the research into it.
Well, how are they supporting their lifestyle then? I mean, they have this palatial, this huge piece of property with this very large compound with literally hundreds of people living inside it. How do they support all that? I mean, I suppose if it was, you know, old money and had been sort of in a family for a long time, that might be an answer.
But I don't get the idea that Mormons have ever had old money.
And they were taking money from the Pentagon, I know.
Money from the Pentagon?
Yes.
What for?
The company that were sponsoring them were, or something, were taking money from the Pentagon or something.
Someone was sponsoring the Mormons? I don't understand. What does that mean?
I have to check with my source on that.
You should check with him, because that sounds questionable to me. I don't understand why they would be sponsored by anyone. Who has ever heard of sponsoring religion? Thank you for the call tonight, though, and good luck with finding out the truth. So far, we've heard a couple people tell us, LouRockwell.com seemed pretty sure of themselves on this. One of their writers, I think Rick Fisk, he's down there in Texas. He seemed pretty certain these people were on welfare. From what he said, the women of the FLDS compound or religion were, since they were not married by law, they were able to apply as a single mother in order to get welfare checks from the Texas state government. So I'm going to go with LouRockwell.com, but hey, anybody can make any claim they want to on this.
I've got a guy who does research for me, too, he has said that that's the case, definitely.
That they are on welfare.
On welfare and getting involved heavily in local governments. So not only are they willing to take the spoils of government, but they are willing to use the power of government for their own ends.
And this can be one of the problems. Not that Dave is trying to mislead us or anything like that. It's one of the problems with hearing something from someone and then trying to communicate it to another person. Did you ever play the old telephone game in school?
Yeah, it's amazing how much it changes. But
should we explain explain what telephone is for those that don't know, our international listeners perhaps? Do you want to go ahead and explain that, Mark?
Sure. If you were to take a number of people, say five, and
the more people you have, the more fun
it is. The longer it is. But you say a simple phrase into a simple few sentences into one person's ear, and then have them tell sort of the story to the next person, and the next person, and the next person. And each time a person repeats it into the other person's ear, the story changes, and a little bit, sometimes a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an entirely different story when you're done.
Right. So it comes back around. Usually you sit in a circle or something like that.
Right.
And you start on one end, and it comes back around to you after everyone has passed it on one person to the next. And usually by the time it gets back to you, it's something completely incoherent and totally different from your original intention.
Right. And the trick is, well, the way that it's best seen is if you take those four of the five people out of the room, you tell the first person the story, and then that first person is required and sort of in front of the class to tell the next person. And then you bring him in, the next person tells that person. And then you get to see how it breaks down along the way, too. Mm. And I'll tell you, usually it's one misinformed jackass that screws everything up. I'm not kidding. I've seen this. I've seen this over and over again. One person just, I don't know what it is. But
well, you just want to mess. You just want to mess with things. You'll just change it.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Oh, I've played it before. I've been that jackass.
Okay.
It wasn't that I was misinformed. It's just that I wanted to mess it up, and so I mess it up. But even if you've got 20 people sitting in a circle that all have the intention to keep the message accurate, it will inevitably change by the time it gets to the end receiver, which might give a clue or a hint to many of those devoted religious people out there, like the FLDS or many fundamentalist Christians out there, to give them a hint as to, the stuff that's in that old book that you worship so much. Well, that's been translated and passed on, a handful of times, if not more so. So you might want to ask yourself...
They'll always defend that the Jewish are very, very good at,
is that what they'll say? Yeah,
they are very good at keeping their records very, very pristine.
Nonetheless, 1-800-259-9231. It's an interesting phenomenon either way.
Yeah.
So you can take control.
There's no doubt that the religions have changed, throughout history. You can just look at the, how many different sects there were of Christianity in the very beginning, and what their different beliefs were, and that kind of thing.
And I think one of the reasons why you might see it changed in that way is because there are men, and we know this. There are men in this world that it's their thing to control other people. They love they're authoritarians. They love to control others, right?
Mm.
And so we know that the sort of the history of organized religion has been a history of controlling other people and getting them to behave in the way that you think is appropriate for them, you being if you're in charge of the religion. And so inevitably, even if it's true that there's a God out there, right, and that he's talking to someone, let's say he's talking to the Pope, right? Well, there's no guarantee that the Pope is going to be telling you everything that God is actually saying to him, because anything the Pope says is what the Pope says. Not what God says or some ethereal force is telling him. It's all subject to his interpretation. So even if these most revered religious leaders, the Joseph Smiths of the world and the guys that wrote the Bible, even if these people were in touch with some sort of ethereal notions or a God or whatever it is you want to call it, again, they wrote down whatever they wanted to write down based on what they wanted. And if what they wanted was to control people, then that's what they wrote down. They wrote down a message that would be used to mold people in the way that they thought was best. It's nothing else beyond that, which is why whenever people call in and they tout how great the Bible is, I always just say, look, it's just another book. It's just another old book. Why is it that old book is so special to you while the Quran isn't that special?
Or the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
Beowulf.
Right. They're all interpretations from one man. So you can call it the Word of God if you want to, but it looks like words on paper to me. 1-800-259-9231.
It looks like the polygamy people got their money from the Pentagon by machine shops. That was sort of
contracts.
They used to make machine parts for apparently,
but they don't. That was a long time ago? Is that what you're suggesting?
No. I mean, I think there's still some that going on. The government paid more than $1.7 million in defense contracts over the last decade to companies owned by leaders of Warren Jeffs' polygamous sect, with tens of thousands allegedly winding its way back to Jeffs and his church.
Interesting. I wonder how high up in the rankings of the federal government these people, these FLDS folks, have people. I mean, certainly we know that they've taken over many Utah and Arizona area governments on a local level, but how far up have they managed to go?
I don't imagine they've gone up that far. I mean, they just needed they needed some stuff made.
Do you think it was just that the guys at the local level were able to pull the right strings at the federal level to get those contracts for
their buddies? I mean, sometimes, you know, you just get where you're going by making a good product.
Yeah, that could be. All right, so 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, whether it's religious in nature or one of the issues, anything goes here. I did mention that Salvia is apparently going to be a criminal offense now in the state of Florida, and it joins, a number of other states that are also looking at doing the same thing, and I think a handful have already done this. The bill passed the Senate in Florida by a margin of 39-0. The House version passed 109-4. So, still, everybody thinks that drugs are bad, and we got to do what we got to do to keep them out of kids' hands, and making it illegal, that's going to stop kids from getting drugs, because it sure did work with marijuana, didn't it? Mm. Oh, wait, no, sorry. In fact, kids can get marijuana easier now than they can even get alcohol, which is a so-called legal product. But SB 340 in Florida criminalizes Salvia divinorum, also known as the diviner sage, among other nicknames. The Florida House approved a companion measure banning the fast-acting short-lived hallucinogen last week. If as expected, the bill is signed by Governor Charlie Crist.
There's no doubt about that. He's going
to
sign that.
Florida will be the latest in what is a rapidly expanding list of states to take action against Salvia. The state of Florida will protect the youth by subjecting them and adults to up to 5 years in prison for possessing Salvia, which would be classified in the same category as LSD and marijuana under Florida law. Although lawmakers could cite little data about the use of the herb, especially among teenagers, they said they were increasingly worried about children buying it online.
Yep.
In fact,
worrisome.
I've got a story about one man who did just that. He's not a child. He's a man. And he's facing years in prison as a result of purchasing a plant over the Internet. We'll tell you about that coming up in hour number two. And you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.